This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Daniel Shulman. Dr. Shulman is coming to us from Arizona. We're going to talk to him about today what's going on in practice right now, what does recovery look like, what will ramp up in doctor visits and elective surgery start to look like as we ramp back up, and then we're going to ask him what he's most excited about professionally. And probably some of that's beyond this COVID-19 crisis situation. Dr. Shulman, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I've been practicing out in Phoenix, Arizona for about 22 years. I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, northwest suburb. I did my podiatry training at Scholl College in Chicago, which is now moved up north to campus. We were down on the Gold Coast for a while, and I did my first year residency at Illinois Masonic Medical Center, and I continued my training out in Phoenix, Arizona, which kind of landed me out here.
Fantastic. You must prefer the Phoenix weather to the Chicago weather.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you never have to worry about troubling sun, is what I always like to say.
Exactly. So talk to us for a moment about what's going on in practice now with the environment. And we're coming to you today. This is in mid-April, so still in the midst of the pandemic, COVID-19 pandemic. What is going on in practice right now, and what is going on in the Arizona area right now?
Well, you know, I'm part of a large disciplinary group. There are several surgical podiatrists in the group, and we're part of a large group that does a lot of limb salvage, because our group is founded by an interventional radiologist. So it's a great marriage in that sense, in a sense of limb salvage, because, you know, a lot of our patients have poor blood flow in the lower extremities. They have a preponderance of getting wounds, infections, and they have neuropathy, which we found to actually be quite related to their blood flow from a microvascular standpoint. So what now that we can do is actually open up arteries that are distal to the ankle, which before we were only able to do up in the calf. So, you know, all that from a limb salvage perspective has kind of like come to a halt, because, you know, in some cases it's almost like a elective, you know, considering all the, you know, the resources we have to salvage for this epidemic that we're dealing with now. So we're starting to kind of get back in gear. I think Governor Ducey's done a wonderful job in kind of controlling the chaos. And we're hopefully going to start, you know, elective surgeries back shortly. But, you know, this is kind of on the cusp of being like, you know, something mandatory, because it's just like from a cardiovascular standpoint. I mean, these patients that need to have, you know, bypasses are kind of put on hold.
When you talk about, you know, elective surgeries, which again are always a mix and a continuum of what's truly elective versus not, and you talk about those things starting to come back, what is your time frame of that looking at?
You know, what we're trying to do is trying to get some diagnostic testing settled, like from a, you know, I guess they're talking about antibody testing to see who could actually go back to work and things like that. So I guess it's just finding like some sound, you know, lab testing that we could kind of go off of, saying, you know, what would be, you know, comfortable in a sense of sending somebody back to work, which would be a healthcare employee. So, but, you know, we've done a pretty good job, you know, in a sense of, you know, staying at home, so to speak, and not, you know, kind of dampening that curve.
Sure. And what do you expect that a ramp up will start to look like? What does that look like? What do doctor visits look like post this? Is everybody wearing masks? Are there limited numbers of people in the doctor's offices? What does this all look like in your sort of starting to see your perspective as we start to come back?
Well, I think a lot of just, you know, having the people comfortable just going out again. Just within our office, you know, everybody is masked, and patients that are coming in with, you know, at least facial coverings. Which you make it mandatory. You know, with that being said, you know, it's just something that we're going to have to just, you know, wait and see. It's going to probably be a couple weeks out, probably before any of that's really going to kind of go in full gear.
Yeah, and we would expect that even when it's full gear, it's going to take a while to ramp up. And we're going to be fighting this COVID-19 for a few years, it seems like, absent, you know, there will be improvements, but it's going to be a long-term fight. And so the new normal is probably going to take that into account, I assume. Masks, hand washing, all kinds of things to just try and reduce the infections, reduce the death rates versus flipping a switch and all being back to normal, I assume. Is that your sense?
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, unfortunately, we get something new and novel like this virus is, or we're ever trying to get a hold on the understanding of it. And that's what's the big scare is. It's not, you know, flu is scary. I mean, all the deaths that have been, you know, caused by the, you know, by the flu is you know, out of control. So, you know, I think it's just something that, you know, we're going to have to, you know, deal with from this horrible first half, so to speak, and kind of learn from this and kind of really kind of get it under control.
And it really is that. I mean, you've said something, I think it really is that we've done all these lockdowns, and really the outcome of that is going to be, yes, we have saved a lot of lives and avoided overflooding the hospital systems, but really the most important thing is what we sort of learn in terms of how do we ramp back up afterwards, it seems.
Exactly, and that's where it's kind of like a moving target. You know, we're not really sure because there's so many, I mean, there's so much great innovation out there, and people are on the right track, but what is really the best method of diagnosis, you know, of the disease and going from there? You know, is it something that we could track antibodies, or is it something that we could physically track that virus that somebody would have? You know, and that's where, you know, we're getting kind of mixed signals. And the public, you know, it's kind of confused in that sense, too. So I think it's going to take a couple more weeks just from that end to kind of knock that out of the park, you know, to see where we're going to be from a, you know, diagnostic standpoint, you know. And I think once we get that, it's going to be a lot easier. Who could be out in public? Who should be at home?
But even that, in a country of 330 million people, they're still trying to figure out whether the antibodies are absolutely the answer or whether somebody can get reinfected or not.
And, absolutely.
And we also recognize, or at least we're all starting to learn, that this is not as easy as mass accelerating the development of the flu test, and that this is taking some time because there's lots of different supply chain pieces to get to a spot where we've got the amount of tests we'd all like to have.
Mm-hmm. I think also, too, that's going to be huge just from a technology perspective is telemedicine. I think, you know, we're starting to integrate that in our practice. You know, just to triage, it's very difficult as you know, what I do, you know, I do podiatric surgery, so it's very, you know, hands-on. So, you know, telemedicine might not have a huge role, but at least, you know, from a triage perspective, you know, it makes a big difference. And even, you know, comforting the patient, you know, that's in distress from whatever problem they may have, whether it's an ulcer, you know, injury, you know, just kind of at least kind of get them started with something so they're not kind of just, you know, left out there not knowing what to do.
Yeah, no, it seems like it. I mean, much more telemedicine, that's probably here to stay. Silver linings, Dr. Shulman, you're an extremely bright guy. You've done a lot of things. You're always involved in new innovation. There's got to be some silver linings that come out of this, some positives. I mean, my Chicago Bears aren't losing this week. The Cubs aren't losing. But there must be some silver linings. Talk to us about anything that you see that's potentially a silver lining.
Well, I think it's, you know, unfortunately, it's a harsh reality what we just, you know, are dealing with the pandemic. But, you know, it really what I think we'll do is really kind of give everybody, hopefully, an empathy injection of anything. You know, kind of looking out for the, you know, your roommate or your neighbor. You know, I say we're all kind of in this together in one big bubble, right, as roommates. So, you know, it just shows you what from a public health crisis that we're dealing with, how we have to look out for each other. And it's more something as simple as washing your hands and not touching somebody or keeping a certain distance from somebody to prevent the spread of this horrible thing. You know, but I think we're learning the harsh reality, but I think, you know, I think we're going to learn important lessons from this as well.
Well, I think your point and the beauty of renewed empathy is a magnificent point. One other question for you on what lesson or what would you like to share with healthcare workers or the population Any message or thoughts that you'd like to share with healthcare workers or the, you know, or the population?
Well, you know, I'm just to be in medicine, I'm just, you know, proud of what I'm doing, and some of the people on the front line are just, you know, incredible. I mean, they're our heroes. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, just so proud to have some of these people as my colleagues. And, you know, and that, you know, we love them for it, you know, and they're putting themselves out there, risking themselves to kind of get everything stabilized, you know.
You know, and I think that's fantastic. I mean, we really do see them as heroic in what they're doing. The rate of infection of our healthcare workers is high, and yet they go back into battle every day. We couldn't agree more. Dr. Shulman, I appreciate your time greatly this morning. Just always a pleasure to visit with you, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get you back on in not too long. Thank you very much,
excellent.
Dr. Shulman.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you guys stay healthy, your family and your work family as well.
Thank you very, very much. We appreciate your time today. What a pleasure.